elementary school educators in Wisconsin could get their teaching licenses without needing to pass the Foundations of Reading test. It's Tuesday, November 14th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, veterans who go to the Tomah VA Medical Center are now able to get their disability claims re-examined. Hope Kerwin will have more on why. And diversity, equity, and inclusion programs at the universities of Wisconsin have been a real sticking point between Republicans and the school system. Rich Kramer will look at how this could have statewide implications. Stay with us.
What's going on in Wisconsin today? You find out on the Wisconsin Today podcast. This 10 minutes of regional news is supported by the people who listen. You. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Wisconsin elementary school teachers could become licensed without demonstrating they can effectively teach children the science of reading. The new bipartisan plan working its way through the legislature would exempt new teachers from having to pass the Foundations of Reading test, commonly called FORT. Proponents say the change could help alleviate the teacher shortage. Only about half of prospective teachers pass the FORT exam. Third grade teacher Curtis Cadeau says he thinks eliminating the test would be a mistake. He says it's a necessary check to make sure that teachers are prepared to be in the classroom.
I mean, if we think about the FORT exam, lots of kids don't pass that, and we're not getting rid of it. Why? Because it's a check to make sure that schools are doing what they need to do.
The proposal to eliminate the test is on the table just months after the legislature passed a bill attempting to improve reading outcomes. Plans for Microsoft to purchase 1,000 acres in Mount Pleasant will come with no public financial incentives for the company. Evan Casey reports on what the deal means for the village.
Microsoft is buying land originally intended for Foxconn. The tech company plans to invest billions of dollars on the projects that will include at least four buildings. If county and village officials approve the deal, it could help close the tax incremental districts created for Foxconn earlier than anticipated. Alan Markowitz is an attorney representing Mount Pleasant.
No additional borrowing will be required of either the village or the county. No new infrastructure will be required of either the village or the county. And finally, no additional financial incentives from Microsoft will be required of either the village or the county.
Construction for another Microsoft data center in Mount Pleasant is already underway. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Republicans are split on a bill that would bar judges who are 75 years old or older from running for re-election. The authors of the legislation argue a 1977 state constitutional amendment approved by voters requires lawmakers to set an age cap. While the bill passed the assembly last week, 11 Republicans sided with all assembly Democrats in opposing it. One of those no votes came from Republican Representative Ron Tussler of Harrison.
I just worry not only about my judges in my county, but your judges too. Do any of you have a judge over 75 that's going to look at this and say, hey, am I incompetent in your eyes? I think you might.
Data from the National Center for State Courts shows more than 30 states have age limit for judges. Those include Minnesota, Michigan, Iowa, and Illinois. Wisconsin Democrats announced yesterday that they're proposing legislation to stop people charged with domestic violence from buying or owning guns. The announcement comes as the U.S. Supreme Court is poised to decide a challenge to a federal law that restricts people under domestic violence restraining orders from owning guns. Democratic Attorney General Josh Call says the Wisconsin proposal will close a loophole in state law.
The data is clear that when domestic violence and access to firearms are linked, the dangerousness of the situation increases dramatically. In some instances, access to a firearm can make the difference between whether a domestic violence case results in somebody's death or not.
Republican leaders who control the Wisconsin Senate and Assembly did not respond to WPR's questions about whether they'd actually take up the legislation. More than 600 veterans receiving care at the Tomah VA Medical Center are now eligible to have their disability claims re-examined. This after officials found problems with a former doctor's work. As Hope Kerwin reports, the decision comes more than a year after veterans started speaking out about their medical conditions being dismissed.
The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs announced this month that all 649 veterans who had their disability exams done by former VA neurologist Dr. Mary Jo Lanska will be eligible for a new exam. The VA first said in April that an initial review of Lanska's cases found some exams were incomplete. The review came after a Minneapolis-based TV station reported last year that some veterans seen by the neurologist had their care and benefits improperly reduced. Lanska was fired from the VA in May. Affected veterans will have their disability claims backdated to their original exam. Family of veterans who have died since their original claim will also be able to request a review. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, Republican lawmakers have targeted the universities of Wisconsin over their diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. WPR's Rich Kramer takes a look at how the political battle is creating uncertainty around the future of campus diversity policies. Stay with us.
If you've never given before, but you look forward to listening to WPR every day, that's a sign it's time to donate. It means that WPR is important to you, and you are important to us. We're listener-supported radio, which means we count on money from people like you to make the programs possible. Make your first ever contribution today at WPR.org. Thank you.
And finally, a political battle over diversity programs at the universities of Wisconsin is the latest sticking point between Republicans and the university system. In the wake of the U.S. Supreme Court's decision striking down affirmative action in college admissions, Rich Kramer reports there are real questions about what campus diversity policies will look like in the future.
At UW Parkside's freshman orientation, around 50 students and parents are spread out in a campus auditorium. The lights dim for a video message from the former chancellor.
Diversity is a signature feature at the University of Wisconsin Parkside. Students from over 20 countries are part of our learning community. I'm Chancellor Debbie Ford, and you are welcome here.
It's a familiar message, but off campus, videos like this are newly controversial. Republican lawmakers have targeted the universities of Wisconsin over their diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. UW Parkside freshman Anaya Young of Milwaukee wants to be a child psychologist one day. She says she chose the school because it feels like an inclusive campus. She was unaware of the political battle over DEI.
I just don't understand why they would be upset about it. I don't.
Young disagrees with GOP claims that diversity programs divide students by race and offer advantages to some groups and not others.
I don't think that is racial preference. I think that is racial appreciation.
One powerful critic of DEI programming is Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. At the state GOP convention in June, he told the crowd the letters should stand for
division, exclusion, and indoctrination.
He claimed the concept has become the new religion for the left.
So the overt racism, the overt exclusion, the overt indoctrination is so deep inside the UW system, I am embarrassed to be an alumni.
Voss followed up this speech with action against the universities and their employees. At a time when Wisconsin had a multi-billion dollar budget surplus, Republicans cut the UW's budget by $32 million. Voss is now blocking pay raises for around 34,000 workers until DEI positions and programs are eliminated. Attorney Dan Lennington of the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty says a June U.S. Supreme Court ruling banning the consideration of race in college admissions means many college diversity programs are now illegal.
And all I would say is that if you couldn't do it to an African American, you can't do it to a white person. So whatever the DEI training happens to be, you can basically tell whether it's illegal or unconstitutional by just flipping the script.
Catherine Meyer studies education policy at the Brookings Institution. She says the Supreme Court's ruling was narrow, but she expects conservatives to ask the High Court to change that. Meyer sees two broad trends at play in the current battle over DEI. Republican voters, she says, have a less positive view of higher education, for one.
Is just this broader trend that there is a history of racial backlash in America.
Meyer and other DEI supporters say it's about making more students feel welcome on college campuses. While the number of students from what the UW calls underrepresented minority groups has grown by 19% in the past decade, white students still outnumber them by around 6-1. At the same time, graduation rates for Black, Hispanic, and American Indian students at state universities are between 14% and 25% lower than they are for white students. President of the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce, Tim Sheehy, said in July that, for the business community, DEI isn't a fad. He says companies are embracing efforts to make themselves more welcoming to workers from minority groups.
If you look at the workplaces we have today, if you look at workplaces in Wisconsin, just put simply, we are not going to fill those jobs with the white population. It's not growing fast enough.
At the Wisconsin Capitol, the DEI battle continues. Bosses standing firm on blocking pay raises until colleges axe diversity initiatives, and Democratic Governor Tony Evers is suing Voss and other lawmakers, claiming the holdup is unconstitutional. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And a quick disclaimer, WPR staff are employees of UW-Madison. And hey, a quick sports note before we let you go. The Brewers reportedly have their new manager. Several reports say that Pat Murphy, the former bench coach for the Brewers, will be named the new manager. Those reports coming on the same day that former manager Craig Counsell was introduced as the new leader of the Chicago Cubs. And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers, the people putting things together behind the scenes today, were Mallory Chang and John Davis. We'll be right back here on your podcast feed again tomorrow morning. Until then, have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.